Beautiful morning, you're the sunshine, morning bed, nothing in the water, I just want to feel liberated. Okay, so, some thoughts. Still low-key, slightly chilly, LA mornings, winter is upon us. Get ready for the winter. I think, yeah, we's gonna be, okay, so there's like this, like, pretty young guy, I think it's from Montreal, Faroque, F-A-R-O-K-H, doing an interview with, who did an interview with Donald Trump about the Bitcoin and crypto, right? Super, super interesting. So, the first sentiment is, you know, like, even though everyone hates Donald Trump, you watch the interview, right? Just, okay, my thought, whenever you want to have an opinion about something, just watch the actual interview yourself. And if you don't like it, turn it off. But you're interested, watch it, right? And so we all know that Donald Trump is a racist, a sexist, blah, blah, right? But like, still at the end of the day, I mean, it seems money talks. So yeah, if you're 100% invested in Bitcoin, MicroStrategy, MSTR, then, you know, politics is actually important. Because I think the problem is a lot of people approach politics just kind of like pornography, right? Politics is pornography, which means everyone likes to, you know, jerk off to the latest news about X, Y, and Z. But when you actually do have money in the game, soul in the game, skin in the game, once you got, I have a saying, I made it up. It's money talks, comma, words weep. Or money mouth, money matters. Because money, finances, is the economy stupid, right? And I mean, I'm pretty certain and bullish that Donald Trump's gonna get elected, which is gonna be good for all of us in Bitcoin. And I think the critical thing to consider is it's not quote, quote, crypto, it's actually Bitcoin. And it's kind of interesting because Donald Trump was already president in the past, right? The fact that he's showing so much favor towards Bitcoin and crypto in general, right, is actually super, super awesome because, you know, there's Beniza or some other, like, there's already talk, then, you know, I think, you know, essentially the news is fake, right? But I mean, things to center ourselves around is Michael Saylor, the $13 million of Bitcoin target, pretty cool.
Ooh,
new Hyundai Santa Fe looks pretty cool too. So the general idea is, yeah, so essentially, kind of like, I mean, just do the math, right? Let's say Bitcoin is riding like $65,000 a Bitcoin right now. And if the price target is $13 million a Bitcoin, I just been using ChatGPT, everything for math. That's a 200x gain, right? And so keeping that number in mind is kind of a good idea. And so my personal suggestion and thought is, it seems like it is a good idea to center ourselves around this number and principle. To center ourselves around this number and principle, because what that then means is, yeah, we're all gonna get effing rich. And it's funny because, you know, the infinite money hack, free money hack. Just buy, I mean, okay, I think I figured it out. You know, if you have a traditional market stuff, right? Buy MicroStrategy stock, which is 150% levered Bitcoin. Michael Saylor, I think I had a dream about him. I was like, thank you, because of you, you know, I was able to have two or three kids because economic prosperity, because actually, everything, right? So even inside Intel, right? So this is 8777 Washington, right? So if you're curious, this huge pit here, essentially they're just building their additional thing to the Apple TV Plus campus. And also some critiques is, sell your Apple stock, just buy MicroStrategy, MSTR. I was even reading some news, like apparently it has a similar volume to NVIDIA, right? Actually, people don't know this, right? Because MicroStrategy is still seen as too strange. MicroStrategy has actually outperformed NVIDIA, which is, you know, everyone's darling because everyone's talking about AI, right? But actually, it's my personal thought is, I actually think that Bitcoin is way more important than AI, because you could live without AI, right? Like, I love ChatGPT, I'm a huge proponent. Huge, huge, huge. But the big problem is, AI is only really good at like rehashing the past, and it's not truly creative. Like ChatGPT AI is really good at like upcycling, right? But can't really create anything really, really new or original. Whereas the promise of Bitcoin, like money, like who doesn't like to talk about money? Even Andy, like I have a vision. I'm going to be the next Andy Warhol of money art. You know, Andy Warhol had the money series. I'm going to create a Bitcoin series. Like, who don't like to talk about Bitcoin? And it's ridiculous. Like, even on the weekend, right? Why is the market closed? Like, we all on the internet. Everyone's checking. Good morning. Everyone's checking their freaking emails 50 times a day. They're, you know, scrolling through Gmail and their text or whatevs, right? I'm like, why is the traditional market closed? It makes no sense, right? So essentially the Eric Kim infinite money hack is super simple. Is buy MicroStrategy stock, write it up. It's gonna go up forever, my opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if 10, 15 years from now, MicroStrategy stock will be $2,000 a share, $5,000 a share. Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, like, people, that's crazy. I'm like, yeah, the Elon Musk being worth $270 billion. That's crazy, right? Or Apple being worth a $3.2 trillion. That's crazy, right? So, yeah, so if you're curious. Yeah, they're doing some construction. They're doing a good job on the construction job, honestly. But still, the big issue here is... yeah, Apple is can outpace. Physics takes a long time. It's gonna probably take them at least a year or two to build out that campus. You could do that in Bitcoin with digital real estate, cyber real estate in a day, right? Oh, also some funny thoughts. You remember back in the day, people were like, "What AOL chat rooms like ... want a cyber?" So maybe Eric Kim could be creating some Bitcoin memes. Want a cyber ... real estate ? Want a Bitcoin with me? Actually, kind of unrelated things, right? It's like, would you do X, Y, and Z if I give you a Bitcoin? People probably would, right? But I think the reason why all this is important is really, like, I mean, I'm with Michael Saylor, right? I think 50%, not all, right? 50% of the world's issues could be solved if you fix the money, right? And I mean, obviously the huge philosophy of money, and you know, now that I think about it, right, I mean, there is kind of a moralistical, ethical imperative here, because money, frugality, capitalism, we're all implicated. If you have an iPhone, you're watching this, we're all part of capitalism, whether you like it or not. And I think capitalism is good, but it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right? Or it's like fire. It's like, obviously fire is good. You know, if you're in Berlin during the winter time and you warm up your house, good. Use fire to burn down someone's house, probably bad, right? And a lot of families are broken because of gambling problems, blah, 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 blah. Inflation is huge. Like, even a simple thing, I'm here in Culver City, right? We had a Shake Shack in downtown Culver for a long time and I loved it, right? And they increased the minimum wage to $20 an hour for the workers, right? And I was talking to some of the workers, and it was interesting because,
LA, they not like us, they not like us.
Dun, dun, dun. They not like us, they not like us. Maybe I'll create a new Bitcoin rap song. Bitcoin, like, they, like, okay, Drake is like the, like, Kendrick Lamar is like Bitcoin, right? Drake, Drizzy, OVO is like Ethereum. It's, that song. They not like us. Okay, so the motto in LA, yeah, I love LA, LA till I die. Freaking love this place, all right? But anyways, so the thought then is, philosophizing about money. So Fernandino Galliani's on money. I only knew about Galliani because Nietzsche quotes him all the time. So like, for example, better to be a gay monster than a sentimental bore. Not gay like homosexual, but gay like happy, right? So better to be a happy monster than a sentimental bore. Like, my words, better to be a happy monster than a emo, skinny, fat, you know, loser, right? And I think this is also important because, I was born in 88, and do you remember when the internet first came out? I had a 38.8k modem, 56k modem, and everyone was like, even freaking Bill, like, don't trust Bill Gates, is in bed with mainland China. Just Google the Elon Musk tweet, the easiest way to kill your boner. And also, some good thing for MicroStrategy Bitcoin, right? Is you can search this, right? Some activities is Tesla is obviously not selling their Bitcoin supply, which is good. Would not be surprised if you could soon buy a Cybertruck for a Bitcoin. Assuming Bitcoin's gonna hit $100,000. Everyone knows it, it's just a matter of time. The volume's there, and slowly all the assets are draining out of Ethereum, which is like Drake. Don't be a lover boy. You a certified pedophile. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think it's important. Bitcoin is effing up the cyber world, the cyberspace. Oh, so anyways, so let's say Bitcoin is like the internet, right? Do you remember explaining to your mom why you needed the internet? AOL 3.0, right? I'm like, yeah, this is not gonna take off. Even Bill Gates is like, yeah, the internet's a fad. Yeah, don't trust Bill Gates. And you know, come on, Melinda Gates divorced him because he's trying to sleep with all these random hussies. I heard through the ether that even Eric Schmidt, the ex-CEO of Google, like, we have some weird penthouse and like elevator in the back, and we bring up prostitutes and stuff like that. Not good. No, I feel like these people should just be honest. Just be like Kanye. Just like, everything I've done was true and legendary. I've done intimate secretaries, right? And also Jay-Z, right? Who's always ahead of the game. Jack Dorsey. I think actually Jack Dorsey and Michael Saylor are going to be doing a Bitcoin for Corporations talk again, which is pretty cool. Jack Dorsey is super pro Bitcoin from an ethical perspective, and everyone knows that Jack is always ahead of the game. Actually, in fact, I think Jack Dorsey might be one of the most underrated entrepreneurs of all time. The genius, right? And so, yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they add the orange check mark in Twitter, that Twitter could start getting powered by Bitcoins, because it looks like, okay, my thoughts. Even Donald Trump in the interview with Farouk was like, me and Elon are great friends, it is. So Elon Musk, then by proxy, is going to be pro-Bitcoin. He owns Twitter, right? And, you know, assuming, and this is kind of a, so if Donald Trump does get elected, I guess the good news is it will probably be good for the US dollar and Bitcoin, and they're not adversarial. And I think this is actually an important thing, because a lot of crypto anarchists, I'm not a crypto anarchist, I love the States, Boy Scout, Eagle Scout, right? If you're not sure, a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent, too. You ask somebody, what is your Eagle Scout project, right? So if you know, you know, right? To know if somebody really did Boy Scouts, trying to say, what's a Boy Scout's motto, right? Always be prepared. And also, the real Boy Scout, you shake your hand with your left hand because it's closest to your heart. Yep. How'd you know that? Because I really did a Boy Scout. It's going to be a bright new future. Buy MicroStrategy, write it up, sell it when it's high, cop the profit, buy Bitcoin. Super simple, the Air Kim money hack.